In a way that should be getting familiar to you now, take a moment and get comfortable in a seated position. You want to be alert, not sleepy, but relaxed and open. Turn off your phone so you won't be disturbed. Close your eyes if that feels okay. And as you close your eyes, feel yourself retrieving your attention from objects in the outer world to the inner world of thought, feeling, and sensation. Start to notice the natural rhythm of your breath. And as you notice the quality of your breathing, make adjustments based on your desire to feel good. Maybe a slower breath would feel better. Maybe breathing a little more deeply. Start making whatever adjustments feel good. Now let your awareness expand to include the rest of your body. Start making adjustments, big or small, to how you're holding your body. We usually call this posture. Posture also means how comfortably and intentionally you're inhabiting your body. Let yourself be aware of inhabiting your body comfortably, intentionally. Your intention is to feel good. You're bringing mindful awareness to your breath and your body. Mindful just means that you're really noticing your experience in each moment. Mindful is a good way to be when we're building new intentional patterns of thought, feeling, and behavior. The alternative to mindful is operating by default or not noticing or unintentional. If you like your default patterns, do nothing and they will continue. If you can imagine better feeling patterns, be mindful. Practice noticing the experience you're having in real time as you're having it. Right now, notice the sensations in your body. Observe the operating system of sensation that is always active in you, often below perception. Let yourself feel subtler aspects of sensation in your body than you usually notice. Being quiet and still for a few moments, connecting with your breath, helps you focus your attention on your body and the sensations that are active in it. Now shift your attention slightly. Look for the emotion that's active in you right now. Keep paying attention. Feel the emotion that is present. It might be obvious or it might be very subtle. To start, just observe. If it changes, stay with it. Not in any insistent or forceful way. That won't help. Just softly following, observing. Now watch for the opportunity to nudge that emotion in any direction that feels better. Be gentle and easy about it. You can always go back to focusing on sensation in your body. In fact, practice shuttling back and forth a few times. Imagine you have a magnifying glass and you hold it over sensation in your body for a little while, getting a clear view of sensation feeling. Then imagine repositioning the magnifying glass and focusing on your emotional experience in this moment, getting a clear view of emotion feeling. Sensation to emotion. Emotion to sensation. Play with this a little. Get nimble, moving between the two. Notice the different qualities of each and also the similarities. Let yourself feel satisfaction in your exploration of this. See if you can use your body as a window or access point into your emotion. Find that bridge. First, you're just observing whatever emotion is active in you, big or small. Then try shaping it according to your preference. How would you like to be feeling? Move yourself gently in that direction. Notice the connection between how you're breathing and how you're feeling emotionally. There is a connection, I guarantee it. Make adjustments to your breathing. Maybe deeper, slower, whatever feels better. And as you do, feel the simultaneous adjustment emotionally. Do the same thing with your posture, how you're holding your body, or releasing tension in your face, neck, shoulders, or anywhere else. Find the window or access point or bridge that's most available, most satisfying, most interesting or compelling to you right now. Which part of your body seems to be giving you access to your emotion? How can you adjust this part of your body so that you feel better sensationally and emotionally? Again, look for the bridge. This is inner work, and it takes some familiarity, some exploring. Be curious as you experiment with finding and refining these powerful associations between sensation in your body and your emotional feeling state. You might find very subtle connections. You might find very strong connections. Play with whatever you find. Be nice to yourself at every single step. Be gentle with yourself always. This is what opens the door. Keep exploring the connections between the operating system of sensation and the operating system of emotion. Work with the connections you find, always using your desire to feel good as your guide. Have fun with this. There's so much to discover. This hidden world of connections within you is for you alone. No one else can do this for you. Siri can't help. AI will be useless. It's just between you and you, and this is such a blessing. Let it be a blessing. Bless yourself with this practice and enjoy receiving your own blessing. Truly, there's nothing better.